I knew Peter as a fellow singer in the tenor section. He was just a really nice guy, very quiet, very soft-spoken. He seemed really bright. He was a colorful character. He had a penchant for wearing wild thrift store neckties and unusual earrings and footwear. But he was just a really nice guy who took the singing really seriously. And I don't know, he was just very, very quiet and unassuming.
You met him through choral arts?
Yes, and that's really all the only way that I knew him. When I read of his involvement and other things after he passed, I was very interested to find those things out for the first time, the groups that he worked with.
Now, you sat next to him in rehearsal. Did you typically sit next to him or stand next to him during performances?
Not usually. I'm not saying it never happened, yeah. But it wasn't a regular thing, no.
What did he bring to choral arts?
He brought seriousness about singing. I have a pet peeve of people coming late. He was always on time, and he showed up, you know.
And what went through your mind when you heard about what happened to Peter one night after rehearsal last year?
Oh, it was just shocking. I mean, we were all broken up about it.
What do you remember about that last night before you saw him?
I remember the last song we sang, and it was a beautiful Christmas carol, and every time we sang it after that, I realized it was the last thing that he sang with us.
How do you want him to be remembered?
He was just a really nice person, a quiet person, a person who took the things he did seriously, and he was really friendly, and he had a very wry sense of humor.
Okay, very good. John, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really, no. Thanks.
Excellent.